Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I need to get to, the sport that my philosophy works best in, football.
Yes.
And I got on the line a guy who knows that sport backwards and forwards from Bleeding Green Nation, our good friend Brandon Lee Gowton. Hi, Brandon Lee Gowton.
Angelo, I'm glad to be your biggest guest that you're having on this morning.
No, Carson Wentz is on a half an hour, Brandon.
Right, I know.
But let me just say this, because I know, I read you every day, and I know how much you love football. Is it just great to see it back out there?
It really is, Angelo. I mean, it's the first practice before the 2019 season. And really, I think this season is way more exciting than last year. And because it never felt like a separate season to me, especially just covering 2017 all the way up to the Super Bowl in February. And then it felt like the offseason really didn't exist. And all of a sudden we're back in 2018 and Nick Foles is still here and he's starting. And it just never felt like they really moved on from the Super Bowl. It just felt like one big season to me. And now it feels like they're finally turning the page on an entire new chapter.
I love the way you're looking at it. I agree with that. Last year, it almost seemed like the next season came too fast. This year, it couldn't come fast enough. Can't wait to get back in the winner's circle. So let's talk about a couple of things. There's a lot of stories at camp, but there's one monster story, and it's Wentz and his health. You were there yesterday, Brandon. How did he look?
He looked good, Angelo. I saw him doing footwork drills. There was no sign of injury, hesitancy at all. You see him now. He's not wearing the brace or sleeve at all. And I think that's a big deal because when we saw him last year, whether it was a game or whether it was practice, Carson Wentz did not like that brace. He didn't. You could see him. He was always tugging at it. It just bothered him. And I think that's one of my biggest takeaways from watching practice yesterday, not just on the field and practicing and looking good and looking normal, but even off the field, even just his demeanor in the press conference. He looked calm. He looked relaxed. He looked like himself again. And that's huge for this team.
All right. So obviously, and he addressed it in his news conference. We'll obviously be talking about it too. How do you prevent yourself from having another injury that hurts the way it did the last two seasons? He's talking nutrition. He's talking about different conditioning plans. Is that the way to stay healthy? How do you read what he said yesterday about his new plans to stay healthy?
Well, I like that it's on his mind for sure. You know, this is a concern for him, and he's making this concerted effort to stay on the field because, look, he needs to. This team, more than ever, needs Carson Wentz. They are only going to go as far as he can take them. There is no Nick Foles waiting in the wings. I think Nate Sudfeld can be an okay backup. But, you know, he's probably not going to be Nick Foles. Most backup quarterbacks aren't going to be Nick Foles. So for Carson Wentz to come out and say that and show me that he's taking it seriously, I look at that as a good sign.
Brandon, we went on yesterday. We were talking about it because of the opening of OTAs, and I got a slew of calls on Nick Foles right away. Carson himself talked about how he misses him because Nick made the coffee. All right, whatever it takes. Nick is going to be a theme the whole season, isn't he, even though he won't be here?
He will be. I mean, it's hard not to. I mean, he's the Super Bowl MVP. There is a shadow. I mean, there's literally a statue of him outside the stadium.
Right.
His presence is hard to miss. And I think part of what helps Carson Wentz, though, is him being gone in the sense that he doesn't have to look over his shoulder like he did last year. Not that I think Carson Wentz is ever seriously going to lose his job to Nick Foles if Carson Wentz was healthy. But still, I mean, I think that has to be in his mind. I think that pressure had to be there. I don't think we really think about how tough it was for Carson Wentz to come back last year in a situation where he's almost the MVP of the league. And, you know, he's this hero in Philadelphia. And all of a sudden he kind of becomes chopped liver because the guy behind him wins the Super Bowl MVP. So I think for him to go through that tough road and to come back now and to not have to worry about that, and it's clearly his job and he's feeling healthy. I just think everything's pointing in the right direction for Carson Wentz.
You're on the same wavelength I am. One of the things I want to talk to Carson about, I watched him yesterday. He loves playing football, Brandon. He loves it. And he didn't get to do it in the biggest games 2 years in a row. That must have killed him. I mean, he was a good teammate. He went to the parade, all that stuff. But deep down, is he going, my God, I got to play in these big games. That's what I play my whole life for. I ran at Brian Hollis before, right, Hollis? When you love the game, you got to play the game.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And then you see somebody else doing your job a little bit better than you were.
Yeah. That doesn't make it any better.
Doesn't make it any better. It makes it sting real bad.
All right, let me get to Malcolm Jenkins, because I got two different messages from the coach yesterday, Brandon. Message number one was, the OTAs are important because they begin to bond the team, that the different personalities, the new guys bond with the older guys. They're taught what to do. But one of my big leaders is not there, and Doug said that's okay. Is it okay?
I think the onus is on the team to pay Malcolm Jenkins, Angelo. I really think it's on the team to fix this situation, because look, Malcolm Jenkins is underpaid. He is, you can look at what he does and look how he compares to other safeties in the league, and it's a no-brainer that this guy deserves more money. And the Eagles have it. They have $27 million in cap space, so it's not like they're hurting for funds. And now I get like this whole theory and concept that you don't want to pay a guy who already has 2 years left on his deal because it sets a bad precedent. Well, I think that's a terrible way to look at it, because I think if you're a team that is lucky enough to have a player like Malcolm Jenkins, who is not only your defensive captain and not only is one of the biggest leaders on the team and not only has played multiple positions for you and didn't miss a single snap last year and hasn't really much missed playing time at all since he signed with the team in 2014, you should want your young players to be this guy. And I think that's the precedent you need to set. You need to ensure that if you have a player who's going to lay it all out on the line and be a biggest leader of the team and be incredibly important to your team's success. I mean, let's not forget that the Eagles were down, 19-3 to the Giants last year. Mm. Malcolm Jenkins goes up to Jim Schwartz and says, hey, this defense isn't working. We need to adjust things. Right. We need to fix this right now. And he got an interception, and he turned the season around, and he almost helped lead this team on another big run in the playoffs. Like, you need Malcolm Jenkins here. So I think it's on the Eagles to make him happy.
Man, you should be his agent. Seriously, that was a tremendous pitch. Howie Roseman has done an amazing job as the GM. Do you think he's going to acknowledge this? What's your read on whether they'll do anything for Malcolm?
Well, right now, obviously, the team doesn't have to do anything just because these practices are voluntary, and it's not like there's a whole big deadline. But you have minicamp coming up in a couple weeks, and that's where if Malcolm Jenkins doesn't attend that at that point, he can be fined. So I think that's kind of where the deadline more so is. And I do think they'll get something done before training camp. You can't risk it. I mean, what do you have at safety if you don't have Malcolm Jenkins? I think they have to solve this.
It makes perfect sense to me. All right, now here's what I need to know. Was Jason Peters there yesterday?
He was not there.
He was not that good. He shouldn't be there. He would have gotten injured. All right. So here's what I need to know, though. The guy that's going to ultimately replace him is the new kid, Dillard. How's he look so far, Brandon? Any early thoughts on the number one pick?
He certainly looks the part. I mean, he has the size. The athleticism is clearly there. He's getting a lot of reps because not only is he working with the first team because Jason Peters isn't there, but he's also working on the third team, too, as a rookie. So the Eagles are giving him a lot of reps. They're keeping him at left tackle. They're not trying to move him around like they are with some other guys. So they're really grooming him to be this guy. And I'm kind of interested to see where Andre Dillard fits in immediately, because the Eagles are putting Halepulu Vaitai right now at right guard. And usually, he's the first guy off the bench there as the swing tackle. So I'm kind of interested to see if that'll be the case if Brandon Brooks isn't playing and Big V is playing at guard and they put Dillard in right away. Because, I mean, you said it, Angelo. Jason Peters got hurt a lot last year. And if he's
11 times, Brandon, he left the field injured. Here's the thing, I got to get Haas in here, because they did bring Stefan Wisniewski back, which shocked me. All right, Haas?
Yes.
But they still trying to find Vaitai a role. Do you see Haas used to go against these guys, Brandon? Do you see great potential in Halepulu Vaitai?
I like him better.
I can't say that.
I like Vaitai better at guard.
You do.
Yeah, I like him better. And I thought they should have done him like that in the first place.
Okay.
Because out there with all that space, his arms are long, and it's easier for him to fight in the phone booth than it is out there with no man's land.
So he should be a guard.
He should be a guard. Yeah.
Okay. So they're doing the right thing on that.
And also, if he's late off the ball, that nose guard or whoever's lined up over him, they're gonna hit him in the mouth.
All right. So he's going to make sure that doesn't happen.
So he's going to wake up.
All right. One last thing, Brandon. Yesterday, Roto World rated Howie Roseman the second best GM in the league behind only Bill Belichick, who neither of them actually had the GM title. But here's what I need to know. If you remove Joe Douglas from Howie Roseman's side, is he still the second best GM in football?
I think he's up there. I think he's still top five.
Okay. But you don't want to lose Douglas.
No, you don't, ideally. I mean, you never want to lose a guy who really, you know, has been a valuable member to the most successful era in team history, just in the sense that they won a Super Bowl and they obviously made the playoffs last year and they've done a lot of good things. I think Howie deserves credit. I mean, you can't, you know, just take Joe Douglas away and be like, okay, Howie doesn't deserve any credit. But I mean, I think Douglas has helped here for sure.
All right, Brandon, I'm going to put you on the spot here. The Jets also feature the color green, and they have decided to start a rival site, Bleeding Green Nation in New York. And they see your great work, and they will double what you're being paid in Philadelphia to go to New York and watch the Jets every day. Double the money, Brandon. Would you do it?
No way.
Ha! That's an Eagle fan now. Allie, would it take twice the money? That's an Eagles fan. Then why would Douglas? Bitterly Gowns making tons of money. Come on. I love it. That was a great answer, Brandon. Thank you, man. Read them every day. Bleeding Green Nation. It's phenomenal stuff. Thanks, Brandon.
Thanks, guys.
Do you believe him, Al?
I believe him.
Most people, even for double, wouldn't move.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.